October 2012. The story, written in the 1820s, was about a candle that did not feel appreciated. It was written while Anderson was still in school and dedicated to a benefactor in whose family's possession it remained until it turned up among other family papers in a local archive. In 1829, Anderson enjoyed considerable success with the short story A Journey on Foot from Holman's Canal to the East Point of Amager. Its protagonist meets characters ranging from St. Peter to a talking cat. Anderson followed this success with a theatrical piece, Love on St. Nicholas's Church Tower, and a short volume of poems. Although he made little progress writing and publishing immediately thereafter, in 1833 he received a small travel grant from the king, thus enabling him to set out on the first of many journeys through Europe. At Jura, near Le Locle in Switzerland, Anderson wrote the story Agnete and the Merman. He spent an evening in the Italian seaside village of Sestre Levante the same year, inspiring the title of The Bay of Fables. In October 1834, he arrived in Rome. Anderson's travels in Italy were to be reflected in his first novel, a fictionalized autobiography entitled The Improvisers, published in 1835 to instant acclaim. Fairy tales and poetry. Anderson's initial attempts at writing fairy tales were revisions of stories that he had heard as a child. Initially, his original fairy tales were not met with recognition, due partly to the difficulty of translating them. In 1835, Anderson published the first two installments of his fairy tales. More stories, completing the first volume, were published in 1837. The collection comprises nine tales, including The Tinderbox, The Princess and the Pea, Thumbelina, The Little Mermaid, and The Emperor's New Clothes. The quality of these stories was not immediately recognised, and they sold poorly. At the same time, Anderson enjoyed more success with two novels, O.T.